Mr. President, I would like at the outset to express my warmest thanks to the members of the Security Council for the keen interest they have shown in the critical situation created in Cyprus after the coup, which was organized by the military regime of Greece and was put into effect by the Greek officers serving in and commanding the Cyprus National Guard. I am particularly grateful that the Security Council has agreed to postpone its meeting until my arrival here to give me the opportunity of addressing it on the recent dramatic events in Cyprus. What has been happening in Cyprus since last Monday morning is a real tragedy. The military regime of Greece has callously violated the independence of Cyprus. Without trace of respect of the democratic rights of the Cypriot people, without trace of respect of the independence and sovereignty of the Republic of Cyprus, the Greek junta has extended its dictatorship to Cyprus. It is indeed a fact that, for some time now, their intention was becoming obvious. The people of Cyprus had for a long time the feeling that a coup by the Greek junta was brewing, and this became more intense during the recent weeks when the terrorist organization EOKAMB, directed from Athens, had renewed its wave of violence. I knew all along that this illegal organization had its roots and supply resources in Athens. I became aware that the Greek officers staffing and commanding the National Guard were recruiting members for this organization, and they supported it in various ways to the point of access to the munition supply stores of the National Guard. On the camps of the National Guard, the Greek officers were conducting open propaganda in favor of this illegal organization and turned the National Guard from an organ of the state into an instrument of subversion. Whenever, from time to time, I complained to Athens for unbecoming conduct by Greek officers of the National Guard, the reply was that if I had concrete evidence in proof thereon, those found guilty would be recalled. By the whole tenor of their attitude, I got the unmistakable impression that their standard response was a pretense of innocence. A few days ago, documents came to the hands of the Cyprus police clearly proving that EOKAMB was an appendage of the Athens regime. Funds were being remitted from Athens for the upkeep of this organization, and detailed directives regarding its actions were also given to it. I then found it necessary to address myself a letter to the president of the Greek regime, General Gizikis, asking him to give orders for the cessation of the violence and bloodshed by EOKAMB and for its dissolution. I also requested him to recall the Greek officers serving with the National Guard, adding that my intention was to reduce the numerical strength of this force and to turn it into